The bill is before the Rules Committee, not the Education Committee, where Republican Chair Gerald Stubbleton of Lancaster halted a similar measure last fall. Rules Committee Chair Matt Huffman, a Republican of Lima, is also a co-sponsor of the repeal.
I think obviously there's a lot of opinions on this issue. And we're going to give everyone who has one, who's a citizen of the state of Ohio, and some people who are not, an opportunity to come in and talk about this.
Debate about the Common Core has mostly been among Republicans. Democrats have been largely supportive overall. But the issue got new life after concern about the Common Core came up during the primaries in May. Huffman says the determination to bring the bill to his committee instead of going back to the Education Committee was about giving the idea of a repeal a fresh start.
Essentially to start clean with a new discussion. And without some of the contest that's happened over the last year and a half.
Testimony this week is scheduled to feature only the bill's supporters, but the measure's opponents will be watching, including Melissa Cromper, the head of the state's second largest teachers union, the Ohio Federation of Teachers.
If the bill goes forward and we completely repeal Common Core, that means that all our districts that have already invested a lot of time and resources into implementing Common Core will have to start all over again and possibly in the middle of the year.
Another person who will be observing with interest is Senate Education Committee Chair Peggy Lehner of Kettering, who says she's on record as being a strong supporter of the Common Core standards.
Hopefully the House is going to recognize that high standards that have a certain amount of commonality across the country are important.
But Governor John Kasich has said he shares some of his fellow Republicans' concerns about the Common Core standards and says, quoting here, maybe the hearings can reveal something on all sides and bring greater clarity. There are three hearings scheduled for this week. Huffman has said he would prefer fewer but longer hearings and that he hopes the bill will be voted out of committee later this month. Huffman has said he expects a vote by the full House the Tuesday after the November election. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.